The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, looky here. You know, friends go abracadabra, let it rip, and then make the sucker disappear. Come on, you sit there, slack jaw, buggy hide. I'm here to answer all your midday prayers. You got me bona fide, certified. You got a genie for a charge to fail. I got a power of eyes to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you got to do is rub like so. Hey-ho. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish of two or three. I'm on the job, you big nabob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Well, that's a clip from the animated movie Aladdin from 1992, starring Robin Williams in the title role. And we are celebrating Robin Williams this week on Inside Hollywood to mark 10 years since his death. I'm joined by Dee Reddy, pop culture journalist and podcaster. Dee, good morning.
Good morning. Took every fibre of my being not to sing along to that, Pat. Absolutely love that film.
It's an extraordinary performance. I mean, we see the animation on the screen in front of us, but we know that the whole creative force is Robin Williams.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, when they had the idea of adapting Aladdin to an animated film, it was directors Ron Clements and John Musker working alongside Howard Ashman, who was a lyricist who had done a lot of the music. They actually wrote the adaptation with Robin Williams in mind for the part. Before he signed up to it. And in order to get him to sign up to it, they did quite an extraordinary thing. They actually took a piece of his stand-up routines and animated that to show him just how captivating and how brilliant the genie could be.
And it was a kind of a pencil black and white animation, but an animation nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, there's a super documentary actually that goes into Robin Williams' work as a voice artist on Aladdin. And it's really interesting. It's really lovely. It's not too long. I definitely recommend people check it out if they're interested, because it shows how, like for example, they tried to get a nomination for Best Adapted Screenplay for Aladdin. And the reason they weren't able to get it was because they had recorded over 16 hours, it's estimated, of improv from Robin Williams. And therefore, that wasn't a screenplay and that had contributed too much to the film. So that just goes to show how his performance really anchored the film. And he had an agreement, I think, with Disney around it, where he wasn't meant to be used for the marketing material. And they reneged on that agreement. And they sent him a Picasso painting by way of apology, would you believe? So that just goes to show how high regard the Disney Corporation held him in.
Now, he started in life as a stand-up comic, and I mean, so incredible. Then, of course, he was on telly. And then he goes to the movies.
Yeah, I mean, he did train in Juilliard before he started stand-up. So I think he always kind of saw himself as an actor first, comedian second. But he made some incredible movies. And I think because he was first known from Mork and Mindy and that sort of ilk, when he started coming out in the late 80s with the likes of Good Morning Vietnam, The World According to Garp, and of course Good Will Hunting, The Dead Poets Society, people were kind of surprised that such a chaotic comedian could have such a serious acting ability.
Yeah, let's hear a clip from Good Morning Vietnam from 1987.
Good morning, Vietnam!
I just stayed here for now. I'm on at 6 o'clock and again at 4. Hey, would like to welcome you to Vietnam, the country that is more stimulating than a strong cup of cappuccino or an espresso enema. That one's coming right at you right now. But first, our fashion report from Special Forces Sergeant Ernest Lee Sincere.
Thank you. I think this fall, the discerning GI is going to be wearing green in the jungle. Why? Because it matches with the green. I just, as the leaves, they fall upon the helmet, says yes to me.
Thank you. There's a little news flash coming your way right now. We can't afford the teletype. Here it's coming for you right now. Quick news flash. Former President Eisenhower, actually cartoon character Elmer Fudd. He was quoted as saying, "Thank you, America. It was fun being president."
Now, this is based on a real life story.
Yeah, so this is based on a guy called Adrian Cronauer, who actually originally had the idea for a TV show that he was pitching around to people. He kind of saw it as being a blend of MASH and another popular sitcom at the time, WKRP in Cincinnati. And eventually the script or the treatment for it ended up in Robin Williams' hands, and he felt that there was enough to it that it could be turned into a feature-length movie, which is what happened. Adrian Cronauer himself loved the movie, but did say that Williams' performance was very different to how he broadcast.
Because he was a DJ in Vietnam.
He was a DJ in Vietnam, but he would have been a lot more conservative, card-carrying Republican, and maybe not as effervescent as Robin Williams played him.
Now, the clip we played is part of a longer scene where he arrives and he's surrounded by the troops, and there's one particular guy who says, you know, strut your stuff for a show off.
Yeah.
And he did. But I can't imagine anyone scripting that. That had to be improv as well.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of improv to Robin Williams' work. And I mean, I think in American comedy, improv is a lot stronger as an art form than maybe it has traditionally been in Europe or in other English-speaking regions. But Robin Williams was known for it, and definitely a lot of the scenes in Good Morning Vietnam, because let's face it, he was involved in the making of the film from the start. He took a treatment for a TV sitcom and got it made into a movie.
Now, something with a very different tone, and we'll hear a clip now from Dead Poets Society.
Poetry, beauty, romance, love, these are what we stay alive for. To quote from Whitman, O me, O life, of the questions of these recurring, of the endless trains of the faithless, of cities filled with the foolish, what good amid these, O me, O life? Answer, that you are here, that life exists and identity, that the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse. The powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse. What will your verse be?
What will your verse be?
It's stunning. Yeah, 1989, Dead Poets Society. I think it was his second Oscar nomination. The first one was actually for Good Morning Vietnam. Absolutely fantastic film, and arguably one of his best performances. I think it's hard to get past how he played this English teacher, John Keating. And I think it's almost because wouldn't we all love to have Robin Williams as a teacher in some respect? Like he manages to get across to these kids in a very kind of stuck up and conservative and traditional school, just the importance of loving poetry and loving literature and loving art, and what a lovely gift to have given them and to have given the world.
Now, his performances, you know, some of them comedic, like Mrs. Doubtfire, for example, with still a heart.
Yeah, and I think you've hit on something there, Pat, because there's always a real heart to him. Like a lot of the Vanity Fair did a gorgeous piece on him after he passed away, where they got 20 people that had worked with him to give quotes about him. Al Pacino's one I thought was particularly lovely, where he said he was the most thoughtful and pleasant person I've ever met in work. He's hypersensitive, which is part of his gift, and surprisingly mild manners. Like a lot of them describe him as having been actually quite quiet when he wasn't on, which is really, really interesting. But I mean, across the years, such an unbelievable range of performances. The Fisher King, Good Will Hunting were two other Oscar nominated roles.
Wonderful in The Birdcage.
Oh, I rewatched The Birdcage last night, Pat, and it is a hoot. It's so much fun.
The original Le Cage aux Folles.
Yes.
I mean, the two of them are very good movies.
Very, very good movies. I have designs to watch the French one this evening. Le Cage aux Folles was a French movie that was really, really successful, based on a play actually, and it was adapted then in the early 90s with Nathan Lane playing Robin Williams' partner in it. Superb.
Now, the sad passing of Robin Williams was 10 years ago, and unexpected, and it turned out he had a condition of which he was not aware.
Yeah, so he was unfortunately afflicted with a condition called Lewy body disease. So his widow actually wrote a really, really interesting and thoughtful piece for a neurology journal about the disease and about the impact that it had had on Robin Williams in kind of the last period of his life. But it was just an incredibly sad thing. It's linked in some respects to Parkinson's, but it's not the same as Parkinson's. But according to his wife in that that piece, he actually had one of the worst pathologies of it that, that the doctors treating him had ever seen.
Now, some of the texts coming in. He did a great movie called Moscow on the Hudson, which I haven't seen.
I haven't seen that. I'll have to check that out.
I have a DVD of Good Morning Vietnam, and the outtakes of Robin as a separate chapter on the DVD are brilliant. Most of his DJ stuff was completely unscripted, all improvised.
My dad actually had the soundtrack to it, one of the few cassettes my dad had in the car when I was growing up. So there's a lot of songs from that soundtrack, which is also brilliant, by the way, for that texter, that I always expect to hear Robin Williams' unscripted pieces coming out of it.
All right. The 10 years it's just flown, that Hard 10 speak. Years since Robin Williams died. But thank you very much for remembering a great comedian and a great actor. That's Dee Reddy, who's a pop culture journalist and podcaster. Now, don't forget our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by GoLad. Still to come on the show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.